It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. Five things you need to know for this week as we head into the weekend. In about 10 minutes from Skywatch TV, I'm Derek Gilbert. If you're watching us on YouTube, youtube.com/@5in10, thank you. Thank you for subscribing, clicking the bell for notifications. But please, please be prepared. We could be canceled at any moment, as our sister channel for Skywatch TV's main program just was this week, without warning or explanation. Tell you how to protect against us being canceled just after the break. Item number five this week, of course, Israel and Gaza. We learned this week that the United States plans to send about 1,000 troops over the next 60 days to build a floating pier off the coast of Gaza to bring aid directly onshore from cargo ships. Gaza doesn't have a deep water port, so that's not really possible. This is contingent upon Israel inspecting the cargo in Cyprus before it ships over to Gaza. And yet, I think the question remains, how does this aid actually get to the people of Gaza without Hamas stealing it? The next stage in this war almost certainly to be Israel's invasion of the city of Rafah, which is the southernmost city in the Gaza Strip. That's the border crossing between Gaza and Egypt. The United States apparently does not want Israel to go into Rafah. U.S. officials saying that an operation in Rafah would lead to changes in U.S. policy towards Israel, like no longer defending Israel in the United Nations or the UN Security Council, and putting restrictions on the use of UN weapons by Israel, especially in Gaza. Now, the U.S. State Department National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan pushing back on that report, saying, no, we didn't say that, which might be their way of saying it without saying it. You know, we'll tell the press one thing, but behind the scenes we're telling Israel something else, and we're leaking other things out to the press to make sure that Israel gets the message that this is fog of war and plausible deniability. Who knows what the truth is? We do know that this week, New York Senator Chuck Schumer called for elections in Israel. Also on Monday of this week, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the head of the intelligence community here in the United States, issued a report saying that they think the administration of Benjamin Netanyahu is on its last legs. Now, this doesn't jibe with what I hear from friends on the ground in Israel regarding support for Netanyahu. So this strikes me as something that the American intelligence community is putting out there to lay the groundwork for something. I hope I am wrong. By the way, while this is going on, we're seeing a report just moments before we record this on Thursday afternoon of a major internet outage in Africa from north to south. Nigeria, Ghana, Liberia, Ivory Coast, and South Africa all hit with major internet outages. Now, there have been some reports that the Houthis in Yemen have attempted to cut cables under sea in the Red Sea. This may be completely unconnected. Don't know. Just bringing it to your attention. Another data point to consider as between this and the continuing situation in a war between Ukraine and Russia, actually the proxy war between NATO and Russia in Ukraine, we may be looking at the early stages of World War III, and this perhaps just one more front. Topic number four, budget blowout. President Biden unveiled his election year budget pitch on Monday, calling for a $5.5 trillion tax increase, raising rates on the wealthy and corporations, and spending $7.3 trillion. Now, here's the thing. He says trickle-down economics is dead. This is more like trickle-on economics, as in we are getting trickled on by the deep state. You understand what I'm saying here. Stuff rolls downhill, and we are not the ones at the top of the hill. When you tax corporations, they factor the higher tax rates into the cost of doing business, and they raise prices of their goods and services accordingly so that ultimately those taxes are paid for by the people who buy the goods and services, meaning us. So when President Biden says that no one making under $400,000 will pay an additional penny in tax, he's either uninformed or he is dissembling. I'm trying to be gentle about the way I say this. Anyway, this budget is highly unlikely to be passed by Congress, which means more years of continuing resolutions to avoid government shutdowns, either real or threatened. The nonpartisan Office of Management and Budget projects that under this budget proposal, the national debt would surge from $27.4 trillion to $45.1 trillion by 2034. And as I told you earlier this week, that does not include unfunded liabilities like Social Security and Medicare. When you include those, the true federal deficit is actually, as of now, upwards of $157 trillion with a T, dollars. Topic number three, chaos. This week we learned that China helped finance the Black Lives Matter riots that followed the death of George Floyd in the summer of 2020. According to a new book by Peter Schweitzer, Blood Money, many of those riots actually organized by members of little-known radical organizations backed and funded by China. The Freedom Road Socialist Organization, an offshoot called Liberation Road, the Party for Socialism and Liberation. The goal of China is simple: cause chaos inside the United States, cause the U.S. to fall apart from within without having to fire a shot. Now, chaos in the streets of New York and in the subways of New York has led to a surge in crime, which has led to the state police and the National Guard being deployed to patrol the subway system. This is ominous, but as I said, you remember a few years ago during the BLM riots, Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton, a Republican, was vilified for writing an op-ed piece in the New York Times calling for this very thing. But now that Democratic New York Governor Kathy Hochul and Democratic New York Mayor Eric Adams have deployed the troops, it's fine. In Pittsburgh, things are going in the opposite direction, however, where the police are so underfunded and understaffed that they are cutting back in a couple of ways. First of all, they're only going to respond to in-progress emergencies. So if you're calling to report a burglary, they're not going to dispatch a patrol car. You just have to file a report over the phone. And between 3 and 7 in the morning, as few as 20 police officers will be patrolling the entire city of Pittsburgh. Police chief said the data supports that only 8% of their calls come in the middle of the night, except that now criminals know that there'll only be 20 officers on duty for the city between 3 and 7 a.m. Pray for Pittsburgh and for other major cities, because this is likely coming to other big cities here in these United States. Topic number two, slow invasion. As we continue with the theme of chaos, mass migration being weaponized by the United Nations and non-government organizations, NGOs, to destabilize and ultimately break apart the United States. Same goal the Chinese have by funding BLM riots. This is according to Joseph Humeyer, who studies unconventional warfare and is the executive director of the Center for a Secure Free Society. As we told you last year, a record 500,000 migrants traveled through the Darien Gap. That's that dangerous passage between Colombia and Panama, between South America and Central America. But as you know, we've had some 10 or 11 million undocumented migrants encountered at the southern border since the inauguration of Joe Biden. That does not count the unknown gotaways. This is a slow invasion. And again, it just feeds this goal, not just of China, but of the United Nations as a whole, apparently, to destabilize and break apart the United States. I like to think of myself generally as an optimistic person. As a Christian, I can't help but be, because I know there's a new day coming. But in the short term, I think the days of the United States as a free, independent, and unified nation are numbered. Coming up, Deadspin. Some good news to end the week. Deadspin is dead, Jim. I'll explain what I mean next on 5 and 10.
Well, let me take this occasion right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to make sure you know how you can get your copy of this incredible new book in the Blood Alliance special offer. This amazing opportunity includes the brand new book, Blood Alliance, The Attack on Yeshua's Threshold Covenant and Its Impact on You in the Midst of Our Prophetic Times, by best-selling author Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, that details the current-day diabolical influence of the biblically identified Chaldean spirit. The false, counterfeit threshold covenants Lucifer is planning to use to deceive millions of Christians in the days ahead. What the Old and New Testament has to say about the temple on the Temple Mount, what the Sabbath really is, and how the threshold covenant brings it to life. But we're just getting started. This must-have collection also includes Zev Perot's all-time best-selling book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, which details his stunning supernatural conversion from a deeply Orthodox Jewish man to faith in Jesus Christ as Messiah, as he faced literal demonic manifestations, temptations of great wealth to denounce his faith in Yeshua, yet through it all he pressed on with a glowing zeal for the Word of God and the people of Israel. But that's not all. This unbelievable collection also includes best-selling author Carl Gallup's book, The Rabbi, The Secret Message and the Identity of Messiah, which reveals how Israel's most venerated Orthodox rabbi, Yitzhak Kaduri, came face-to-face with the true Messiah and said that it was Jesus, all while efforts by global media and powerful elites to cover up this broad, sweeping, stunning revelation totally collapsed. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So act quickly. You can scan the QR code on your screen using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special opportunity right now, but it's available only while supplies last, so don't delay. Visit us at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Blood Alliance special offer.
Item number one this week, some good news, justice in the here and now. The sports website Deadspin, which you might remember from the story earlier this year, when they tried to race shame a 9-year-old boy, fan of the Kansas City Chiefs, who attended a game between the Chiefs and the Raiders in Los Angeles earlier this year, wearing a Native American headdress and with his face painted in the Kansas City Chiefs colors, red and black. But of course, the reporter for Deadspin chose a photo that only showed one side of his face to make it look like he was appearing in blackface, and then calling out the Kansas City Chiefs, saying that they needed to do something about their racist fans. Well, it turns out that 9-year-old Holden Armenta actually has American Indian heritage. His grandfather reportedly on the board of the Chumash Indian tribe in Southern California. And of course, when you see his face there, he's not blackface. He's wearing the Kansas City Chiefs colors. And, Deadspin has filed for bankruptcy. The entire staff has been given pink slips. They are now all looking for employment elsewhere. Perhaps not coincidentally, Holden's parents last month announced that they were filing a lawsuit against Deadspin. Deadspin now avoiding the lawsuit by basically firing everybody and restructuring completely. Sometimes justice is served in this time-space domain. Ultimate justice, we'll have to await the return of our Savior for that. Well, we are countering the darkness at Skywatch TV, and countering darkness as well. But countering the darkness, that is the theme of our virtual conference, which is on right now. It's a virtual conference because the video presentations have been recorded, and they are stored where you can access them. Once you sign up, you basically decide on the conference schedule. Watch what you want to watch in the order you choose to watch it. The great thing about a virtual conference, I mean, yes, you miss out on the fellowship and the friendship of getting together with a body of believers, but the good news is if you're in the middle of a really interesting presentation and you need a snack or a break, you can hit the pause button and then come back. You don't miss anything. Take advantage of this. It's available now, 90 days access from the time you sign up, plus as a free bonus, all 6 feature-length Skywatch Films documentaries. DefenderConference.com is where you go to sign up. DefenderConference.com. This week on Skywatch TV, that is, we're talking with Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat and Pastor Carl Gallups. Zev's brand new book, Blood Alliance, is a wonderful look at the idea of the blood covenant, the threshold covenant, the sacrifice of a small animal at the threshold, which guaranteed the safety and security of visitors into one's home. But on a cosmic scale, this is what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has done for us to buy us entry into his Father's house. It is raises the hair on the back of your neck when you realize the significance of it. Don't miss the program with Carl and Zev. Sharon and I, honored to be on the panel. with our good friends, and we hope you watch. You can see all of the programs always at skywatchtv.com. Even if we happen to get canceled somewhere, you'll always find all of our video content at skywatchtv.com. You can also catch it right now at Apple TV and Roku. Coming soon, there will be a Fire TV app as well. You can also watch it over the air. Our broadcast schedule is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. Now, the YouTube channel has been canceled. Why? We don't know. They just give it, they one day wake up, it's not there anymore. Something we did violated terms of service. You know us, we're just so radical. But you can still find us at Rumble, rumble.com/SkywatchTV. Better yet, guarantee we never get canceled by downloading our app. When you get our app on your phone or tablet, all of our content comes straight to you and bypasses the gatekeepers. Plus, the app also has additional features like an audio Bible with multiple translations, calendar of upcoming events, important news updates, even a place to donate if you're so led. All of that in the palm of your hand, whether you're holding an iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire phone or tablet. More information and links to their app stores at our website, skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link for the mobile app in the top menu bar. Thank you for watching as we keep watch, and have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.